You're listening to the audio production of To Hell with the Hustle, Reclaiming Your Life in an Overworked, Overspent, and Overconnected World by Jefferson Bethke, published by Thomas Nelson, and read to you by the author.
A Time to Resist. We were both on the couch. She was crying, and then I heard, "You should have married someone else." I stood and I started pacing. Are you serious right now? It's a question that has never helped a single marital situation since the dawn of humanity. It's a tough thing to hear your wife say she wishes you had married someone else. But it's even tougher when for a second you think she might be right. I mean, we wouldn't be in this situation if I had. But I didn't want to marry anyone else. I believe Alyssa is God's gift and a physical representation of grace to me. In that moment, though, it sure felt like life would have been easier if I had married someone a little bit more like me. Why did she have to be so different? Nonetheless, here we were, married for 4 years with a 2-year-old and an infant sleeping in the other room, feeling like our lives were burdening us and weighing us down. Over and over again, we'd been facing the same issue. When it came to making decisions about work and future commitments, we'd always clash. This was exacerbated by both of us being depleted and overwhelmed most of the time. Parenting toddlers, being self-employed, and still needing to feed ourselves 3 times a day were more than enough to keep track of without a deep, recurring marital conflict thrown into the mix. Here was the crux of it. When I'm overwhelmed, burned out, and tired, my default position is, let's go, while Alyssa's is, let's stop. At those times, I don't tend to give anything thoughtful consideration because I'm running on empty. I'm too exhausted for decision-making, so I just say yes. But Alyssa's the opposite. When she's burning out, she gets anxious, and to avoid feeling crushed or overwhelmed, she automatically says no to any new demands. So for the first few years of our marriage, I felt like she was holding me back, and she felt like I was bulldozing her with all of my ideas and dreams and my fast pace. I felt confused because I thought we were doing everything we were supposed to be doing. We got married, had kids, got jobs, and worked hard. All the seemingly appropriate cultural milestones done at the culturally appropriate time, like married at 23, kids at 25, had jobs that were meaningful and enjoyable earlier by 22, and were homeowners by 25. We went to church every single week, we read our Bibles and we prayed, and we were doing all the right things, but we sure didn't feel like we were. Instead of experiencing fulfillment and happiness, we were tired, wired, anxious, and on edge. Why did it feel like what we thought we were supposed to be doing was the very thing causing this disillusionment? It was as if we were trying to build a life on the moon. If you've seen
sample complete. Ready to continue?